Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zuran Show. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Today is the start of a new month and a new year. It is 2015. And today what we're going to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, is the start of my best year ever. And it all should also be the start of your best year ever. Why is that? Because you're alive and you're here with us today. And because you're alive and here with us today, then that means that every possibility on the planet Earth is available to you. Can you have everything? Of course you can't have everything. But you can start on working on the things that are going to make your dreams come true, make your life what you meant it to be. Stop waiting for someone else to give you that miracle pill, for someone else to fix your problems, for your problems to just disappear. Today, right now, no matter where you're listening, whether you're listening in January of 2015, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, whenever it is that you're listening, today is the beginning of your best day and your best year ever. However, you have to take it upon yourself to make that best day ever actually a reality. You know, everybody talks about what they want to do and how they're going to do it and when they get this or when they get that. But how many people actually take action? How many people actually really put their best foot forward? Put their best forward, best effort forward? How many people really do the things necessary to live and experience the dream that they say they want to live? On average, the percentage is probably really small. And the reason that I would say that is because if 3% of the population controls the other 7%, then that means there's a whole lot of people not living their dreams. That means there's a whole lot of people that are a sad shadow of what they could become. I guess my question to you is, are you one of those people? Are you somebody that's taking the proverbial bull by the horns? Are you somebody that's waiting for the sun to shine, waiting for your lottery ticket to win, waiting for your supervisor or as some people call it, your boss to step up and give you an opportunity? Are you the person that's going to just go ahead and make it happen? You know, a lot of us have a tendency to blame the almighty or the universe for what's going wrong in our lives. Well, guess what? If you truly want success in your life, if you truly want things to work out for you, then that means you have to grab again the bull by the horns. That means you have to go ahead and really do what's necessary. You know, fear cannot be without hope, nor can hope be without fear. Now, the quote's not mine. However, that doesn't change the fact that the quote's not true. We all fear different things. We all have different things that are in front of us that we're a little leery to do, be it take a new job, maybe challenge ourselves to take that physical jump and do the things necessary to move us to the next level, whatever it is, you know, be it ask for that promotion or take that new job. However, what are you really losing by not taking that job? What are you really losing by not sharing the things that are going on in your heart and soul with the people that you supposedly and truly care about? Probably a lot more than you think. You know, it's always interesting to see when we talk to, or when we talk to and talk about people, how everybody is expecting great and amazing things, but when you ask them, how would their own lives be? How will they get to the next level? And you listen to the replies, you kind of think that most of us are a little schizophrenic. You know, we're expecting the world to be better. We're expecting things to be, you know, a certain way for, let's say, our children or what have you. However, we, the people that are actually living in this time, in this place, have no real aspirations that we want to take action to and want to make become a reality. We're waiting for someone else to make it right. We're waiting for someone else to tell us now. We're waiting for someone else to take action and to make the things that we dream and supposedly are passionate about becoming real, actually become real. So we're living a fantasy in the midst of a nightmare. I mean, think about it. What is it that you truly want out of your life? What is it that you truly want to do to bring joy not only to your life but the lives of others? How many people could you help? How many people could you change the life of or be in the position to change the life of if you had lived your dream, if you had stepped up, if you had taken that chance, if you had stepped out on, I guess, what you would call faith and made whatever happened happen? Which brings to mind a very interesting word, and that interesting word is what? That interesting word that I'm talking about is actually the word faith. You know, faith is looked at in many different ways by many different people. However, I think most of us truly miss the interpretation. We truly don't understand what it is that faith stands for, and we're waiting for someone else to, again, give us the answer. Well, I heard something not too long ago, and I thought it was incredible. I thought the acronym used was just amazing. And basically, it took the word faith, and it said, fully allowing it to happen. Fully allowing happiness. Fully allowing the things around you to be the things that you really want them to be. So if you fully allow it to happen, then that means that you have faith and you're not blocking your blessings, so to speak. You're not blocking your dreams. You're not blocking the things that could become amazing and wonderful things for you. So my question to you, those that are listening in 2015, and whenever you're listening, is what type of faith do you have? Are you fully allowing it to happen? Or are you blocking? Are you in the way of your own progress? Are you stopping yourself from really letting what needs to happen in your life happen so that you can experience the things that you need to experience? Or are you waiting for someone else to make your dreams, your wishes, and your happiness materialize? So it's a really good question. And I think it's a question that we should all ask ourselves. Are you fully ready to make it happen? Are you fully letting it happen to you? Or are you blocking? Are you stopping, as some people would say, your blessings from coming forward? Are you doing anything that's going to truly make you the person that you were truly meant to be? Are you going to stay a sad shadow of what you could be? You know, we as human beings need to understand that it's not serious. It's just human. We are subject to fail. We have our ups. We have our downs. We all make our mistakes. And not everybody, though, pays their dues. You know, Sophia Loren said, mistakes are part of the dues one pays for a full life. We also know that many people have never paid their dues. I don't care what you want to look at it or how you want to look at it. Also, most of us have a tendency to believe that we're owed something, that, you know, things are just going to work out for us because we're us. Yet that's really living in a delusional world, in a delusional state. You know, there's, as Napoleon Hill said, more gold has been mined in the minds of men than the earth itself. And that's true. And here's the interesting thing. More gold will be mined in the minds of men than will ever be found on the earth, not only in the past, but in the future. Not only, you know, in the facts of physical gold, but in the facts of the fact that, you know, inside of you, inside of every single person, is an amazing wealth of knowledge, experience, and all of that. However, we take that experience and we take that knowledge for granted. You know, I was listening to a young lady, not a life coach, but a business coach the other day, and she was talking about our present workplace, and not the present workplace as in where I work, but as in the environment that we work in, business nowadays. And she was saying that it's a great sin that you have all of this knowledge and all of the now retiring baby boomers. However, you have some baby boomers that are not only looking for jobs as in employment, but they have great levels of skill, great levels of leadership, great levels of knowledge. However, nowadays you've got a market where they're not acknowledging that great skill or that drive. You've got people that may not need as much money because they retired from something, or you have people that may be in a transition. You know, they may have worked a particular job for a number of years and may have become very good at it, but they became good at something that they hated instead of becoming great at something that they love. So now if you were to give that same person with that attention, with that mindset to do what they truly love and gave them the opportunity, they could become the best employees that any company could ever even dream of. Why is that? Because these are people that already have a certain work ethic. These are people that have a certain level of maturity. These are people that have a certain level of knowledge. And now they want to do something that fulfills them. They want to do something that has meaning to them because they may have worked a job all their lives that may have brought them money and may have brought them success, but didn't bring them the things that they needed to make them grow, not only financially, but mentally, spiritually, and physically. Yes, they may be, as some people say, there may be some snow on the roof, but that doesn't mean that there's not a fire inside. That doesn't mean that there's not a drive inside to take them to the next level. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know that I am one of those people that wants to now do what is my passion, what would truly move me, to become an asset for not just myself, but an asset for mankind, in turn, or womankind, and in turn, taking that knowledge, that experience, and all of that, and bringing it in to 2015, 16, 17, 18, and so on, living a dream by helping other people to live their dreams, by making a mark in the world where I am totally and fully showing my purpose by working in my passion. And I'm not the only one. There are thousands, hundreds and thousands of others out there that are treasure troves of knowledge and experience. You know, I had the pleasure and the honor of working with a young lady with one of the federal agencies that had been working on her particular job for probably about 30-something years. And even though she was, how we say, she may be a little older, a little thicker, and a little slower, her mind was as sharp as a razor. Her ability to not only have knowledge, but to remember historical data that was critical in the function of moving forward for that agency was totally an amazing asset. However, they let her retire. Well, on the upside, there was a young man who actually saw all of the knowledge and the greatness that was in her, that was a contractor, that ended up picking her up. And she ended up working for that company for a number of years and was a great asset. But here's the interesting thing. She was not only a great asset to that company, but she was a great asset to every employee, be it in the federal government and outside of the federal government, and to the taxpayers. Why? Because she not only had up-to-date data, she also had historical data. So what is it that they say? Those that don't know their history are subject to repeat it. Well, this was a lady that knew the history and was smart enough and sharp enough to be able to articulate it in a manner to where it was an asset to every single person that she experienced or every single person that she came in contact with during her time, not only working for the government, but also working as a contractor. So my question for you is, what is it that's going to spark your dreams, your life, your desire, and your passion for 2015? What will make you the best person that you can be by adding quality and substance to your life as you move into the next evolution of your life. You know, 2015 is just a year. And for most people, it also needs to be a state of mind. And that state of mind needs to be a we can do, I will do, and let's do. You know, it needs to be a mindset where we take ourselves to the next level and continue to grow on that, where we don't just take the fact that we've done something, but go to expand on it, to continuously be people of learning, to continuously be people of growth, to continuously be people that are assets and not just people that are liabilities amongst the people that we live with and the people that live around us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my best year ever. And I am asking you to make it your best year ever by making today, right now, your best day ever, your best time ever. Why? Because it could be the key to your success. Doesn't matter what your financial state is right now. Doesn't matter what your physical state is right now. Let's work on getting your mental state in gear, and then the rest will follow once you are willing to do what's necessary. So here's the question. Are you willing to do what's necessary? Are you willing to make yourself what you want to be? Are you satisfied with what you presently are? Are you done learning, growing, developing, and taking things to the next level in a positive light? Or are you, you know, somebody that wants to aspire to be all of the things that you're meant to be? As Les Brown would say, there's greatness within all of us. But most of us aren't willing to take that challenge. As one of the older TV shows said, you know, life is a smorgasbord and most poor devils are starving to death. Are you starving to death? Are you not getting the sustenance mentally, physically, emotionally that you need to take yourself to the next level? Are you exercising? It's a new year. Well, guess what? If you're not starting, start today. Start with a simple isometric. Are you not reading books, listening to tapes? Are you turning your car, your vehicle into a rolling university? Just because you don't have a document doesn't mean that you're not intelligent. Just because you don't have a particular piece of paper or certification doesn't mean that you don't have great skills and great assets that could help every man and woman on this planet. Just because you haven't written a book doesn't mean that there's not a book and many books within you. So my question is, what, again, is your dream? What is it that you want to bring to the world that you live in? Do you want to be someone that is a contributor, or do you just want to be somebody that's a taker? Do you want to leave a legacy? I want to leave a legacy. I want to share my skills and experiences. And it really doesn't matter what your job has been in the past or what you've done in the past, or even if you never had a job. If you were a stay-at-home mom and you spent the last 20, 30 years or more taking care of children, guess what? There's some serious management skills and abilities there. There's some serious listening and communication skills that are involved in that particular task. Let's be honest. What is program management? Now, yes, we may have made a whole bunch of extra tools to make it more complicated, and we may have made it more of a certification process, but the actual skills that are needed for project and program management are what? Organizational skills, communication skills, all right? Yes, you may not know how to do an EVM report or an earned value management report, but does that mean that you can't learn it? No, that isn't. You know, how many people are in management positions that have no communication skills, that have no social skills? I was just recently in a company not long ago, and they have initials that start with a U, have a middle letter of a P, and also have an S in it. And I met, you know, in that one experience, a manager that had zero people skills, zero communication skills, zero sympathy or empathy for the people that that particular person was in charge of. And this was a woman, you know, who's, you know, not that all women have those skills, but you would have thought that that person would have had more ability to communicate. However, when you talk to that person, it was like you were talking to a wall. They had no sensitivity. They had no communication skills. They were so monotone in what they did and so sarcastic in their actions, facial expressions, and all of the above that it was almost insulting to have a conversation with this person or to interact with this person. However, that person is in a supervisory position. Are they probably a great taskmaster? Yes, they probably are. But are they a person that should be a supervisor? Probably not. So, when you don't step up, when you don't step out, who, again, are you hurting? You may be hurting more than you, and more than you on a financial level, because there's people, we are all people, we are all human beings, we are all individuals that need to communicate and interact with other people in a humanistic world. You're right, it's not all about the dollar. Is the dollar important? Yes, you need to be able to feed yourself, clothe yourself. Money is a necessity in the world that we live in, but that doesn't mean that it's all about that particular thing. It just means that that's a part of it, all right? That's part of the overall evolution. That's part of the overall thing in which we're doing to try to get things to the next level and take it up a notch, so to speak, and make sure that what it is that we want, need, and desire, and all our particular wants, needs, and desires within reason are met. So what is it that you want? What do you have to contribute? What gifts do you have that you're not sharing with the world and in turn causing people to suffer because they need you? Your abilities would be wanted. Your abilities would be appreciated. You know, I used to mess around on one of my old jobs, and I used to tell the people there that you're going to miss me when you're gone. And some people may agree with this, some people may not. But this is the way that I said it to them. I said, you know, not everybody is going to miss me when I'm gone. I understand that. But you're going to miss me when I'm gone. And the funny thing was, I left. Well, in the 2.5 years that I've been gone from that particular office, they lost most of their contracts. They've lost most of their employees. Those people that basically kind of laughed when I said, you're going to miss me, some of them I've spoken to, and guess what they've said to me? Man, did we miss you. But why did they miss me? It wasn't because I was the greatest manager on the planet. It was because I interacted with them. I showed them that they had value, worth. I showed them how to get the job done, and we got the job done in a more of a homogeneous manner, in a more holistic manner. I listened to what it was that they had to do. Did that mean that we weren't going to get the job done? No, we got the job done each and every time. However, they were part of the team. So from that cooperation, from that interaction, and from that mutual respect, we were able to move our projects, our tasks, and our missions to get them completed and move to the next level. So my question is, even though some of those people may not have liked me as a person, those people chose to respect me as a leader, as a mentor, as a guide, as somebody that wasn't against them but on their side. So, ladies and gentlemen, here in 2015, I want it to be not only my best year ever, but your best year ever. But the keys are in each and every person that can hear the sound of my voice's hands. It doesn't matter where you are. If things aren't working the way that you need them to work, go ahead and start changing. If things consistently aren't working the way that you want to work, then maybe you either need to find another place, or maybe the place where you are isn't for you. Again, I cannot answer that question because I don't know the answer to it. Only you can answer that question. Only you know if you're on the right path in your walk. I can't speak for anyone else. I can only speak for myself, but I do know that what I'm saying applies to just about everybody I've ever met in my life. It's not about the money. It's all about you. Again, money is important, but it's all about you being the person that you are truly, honestly, and most definitely meant to be. So, as always, ladies and gentlemen, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for listening. I truly appreciate your time and your patience. And the reason that we continue to grow as a show is because you continue to listen as an audience. So as always, thank you for your time. Thank you for your effort. Thank you for your listening. And if you enjoyed or found something in what was said in today's show, please share it with someone who you believe will see value in it. And again, if you really like our show, in the upper right-hand corner, you can click on the button to become a subscriber and listen to the show. Hey, it's free, and you can listen to it as many times as you want. Anyway, I want to say Happy New Year to everybody in 2015 or wherever time you're listening, and understand that today is now. Your happiness, your actions are going to dictate your happiness, and understand that sometimes it's going to take a couple of tries. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take some patience, and it's going to take some work. Are you willing to do the work? Do you have the patience? Again, only person that can answer that question is who? You. I can't answer it, but you can. So let's take the now and make it the best now that we can possibly make it as we move ourselves to the next level, as we continue to evolve, not only as individuals, but as human beings, be it physical beings and spiritual beings. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening, and you guys have a great and fantastic day. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you and farewell. Look forward to next time, guys. See ya.